Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Joel Dreesen joins us, a friend of mine, I believe a friend of yours, Nick.
Yes.
Folks around here who have been around here for any stretch of time know Joel Dreesen. He is a local guy, played at Colorado State, ended up playing for the Broncos later in his career after the Jets and the Texans. We got the Rocky Mountain Showdown, Joel Dreesen. What are your thoughts about tonight's game, man?
Oh, it's my favorite time of year between football season and hunting season and the weather getting cooler and the leaves changing and Colorado just being awesome is my favorite time of year. Excited for this game tonight. You know, I just wanted to be competitive, okay? Just give me a ball game in the fourth quarter that I can kind of be on the edge of my seat with, something that grabs a hold of me and gives me hope, gives me confidence for both these squads moving into the season because, frankly, the last couple of years, it's been not favorable for the Rams, and it doesn't make me feel very good. And it's kind of a telltale sign of how the rest of our season goes. But I'm telling you, I miss the days when both squads were winning conference titles, winning bowl games. Let's get back to that.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we can all agree on. What should we know about Colorado State, and how closely do you follow that team?
You know, I'm in touch with a lot of folks up there. I have a good relationship with the athletic director, Joe Parker, and Mike Bobo, the head coach. I try to be as supportive as I can. It's not my job to tell them what to do or to chime in on every single game. I just try to be, you know, a smiling face from a guy who used to play there.
Sure.
I don't try to put too much pressure on them. But that being said, I think Coach Bobo, he knows. He knows it's time. You know, he had three seasons where they went 7-5 and got smacked around in the bowl game. Last year, he had some health issues and it was a huge disappointment, win-loss-wise, and he's feeling it. You know, he put down a bonus that he was supposed to get, a couple $100,000.
Yeah, I saw that.
Put his money where his mouth is. He says, hey, I haven't earned this yet. Okay, let me go out there. Let me beat a Wyoming. Let me beat Air Force. Find a way to beat CU. He knows this is the year that it's got to be more show me, don't just tell me. So I think Coach Bobo is feeling the pressure, and he's responded accordingly. Those guys are working. They're dialed in, spent a little bit of time up there. Well, they went through camp, and they're focused. Let me put it that way.
Well, Joe, I mean, I have played in a lot of rivalry games before. You know, I went to Georgia Tech playing against UGA, and both Mel Tucker and Mike Bobo, both players, coached there. Bobo was a quarterback there. I mean, this is the last time we're going to see this rivalry for a while. And you've played in this game. You know, what would you take away from, or what have you taken away from this rivalry as far as a memorable moment?
Oh, man. So from playing in it, there was so many memorable moments. I mean, my very first career touchdown. I'm a 19-year-old redshirt freshman, you know, skinny as hell. And I'm out there in Mile High Stadium. The stadium was brand new, and we were playing one of the very first real football games there. I caught my very first touchdown pass in that game. I was trying to block Tyler Brayton, you know, stud defensive end from CU, and he just tossed me around that game like a rag doll. You know, every single game was kind of down to the wire. Then the following year, we beat him. Cecil Sack went off, had a great day. You know, Jeremy Bloom was an exciting player to watch. And Joel Klatt and Matt McChesney, all those guys were super exciting. And then we had a couple battles in the pouring rain in 2003. You know, that comes down to the wire. We lose that one by a touchdown. And then my senior year, we lose that one 27-24. And we're on the goal line in Folsom, and we're going to win the ball game. And it is the crappiest situational football I've ever been a part of, I've ever even witnessed in my life. You know, it's first and goal or second and goal from the one. We got no timeouts. There's 30 seconds left. We get stuffed on second down. Instead of spiking it on third, we try to rush everybody out there and get another playoff. We get stuffed again. We don't even get a use for it down. The clock runs out. It was devastating. Ruined my senior season. So there's just – and CU, they didn't offer me a scholarship. If they had, I don't know how I would have decided. But there's always just that chip on my shoulder that, hey, you guys didn't want me. Let me go out there and beat your butts for it. But I want good things to happen to CU the rest of the way, but this one I got to root against them.
Yep, and it's totally understandable. The one and the only Joel Dreesen, who was a terrific player for Colorado State and ended up getting picked up in the sixth round of the NFL draft back in 2005, played for the Jets, the Texans, the Broncos. He lives here locally. Joel, I think you're the best, man, and best of luck tonight. I'm looking at that spread of 13.5. I'm thinking hard about it, partner. I'm thinking hard about it. So, hey, enjoy the game, Joel.
And good listening, you guys. Enjoy the day.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.